You guys are dumb.
All right, so that's Ryan laughing. That's Ryan laughing.
We just recorded.
Hold on, no, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Brian, why did you say you're an idiot? Brian, hold on. This is so good. This is. Dude, I love. I know, and I fucking love this. I love this. Brian set this up and had a mic for himself. I hit the button, and we just did an hour podcast.
Yeah.
And we didn't record.
Yeah.
We legitimately talked to each other with mics to our mouth and didn't record a single thing. Oh, it's gonna be the shortest podcast you guys get. This is gonna be. We're done. I'm not doing it again. Oh, I gotta go to work tomorrow. I'm not doing it again. We just recorded an hour, right?
An hour.
An hour. No, technically, we didn't record a fucking thing.
Yeah.
But we sat here talking to each other with mics in our hands for an hour. I honestly felt good about it, too. I was like, that's a pretty good one. We can legitimately have that same conversation again.
We can't, because I don't even know what the fuck we talked about.
The chick meeting me.
Dude.
And then being at the same bar as me.
I swear to God, in the middle of that, I looked up. Do you remember me getting up like this?
Yes.
Looking over like this?
You should have said something.
I even went like this. I was like moving
well,
it.
Well, I thought you saw what the time was.
And no, so I,
was
like, I looked over. I didn't see the time, and I didn't want to be stupid. Be like, I don't see
so how
time
we found out
there.
Is right at the end of we're saying we were done. I said, how long did we go? And Brian said, there is no time. And I was like, that's weird. And Jessica was like, did you guys hear? I did hit record. I did hit it. That's
this
fucking
is what happens when you let boys control the sound.
Man, that was that's so good. I love that we did that. I love that we did that. That's proof to you that you were just having a good time with the boys. We're done. We're not doing it again. I'm done with this.
So but quick recap. Jacob met a fan.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She knew he was a podcaster.
Yes.
Yeah. Knew of the podcast.
Yeah.
And then we... What else did we talk about?
Talked about Stagecoach, how we're going in a couple weeks, 3 weeks. And then we talked about my job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which you guys still don't know about because I fucking... Because we didn't record. This is so good. This is the best thing we've... This is the best podcast we've ever done. We recorded for an hour, legitimately, and nothing. We have nothing. It's so I'm so happy we did this.
It's so dumb.
I can't believe we did that.
You guys fucking fought about whose phones are better for.
Oh yeah, we fought about iPhone versus Samsung.
Oh man.
Man, we had a good time. It was a good podcast. I wish you guys could hear it. It was a good time. I was in a real good mood today too.
Brian just really didn't want to be on the podcast.
I know. Brian fucking. It's the second time Brian's ever put a mic to his face. All right. Well, we'll see you guys on Thursday.
Bye.
You're not a trash bag yet. We're fucking trash bags.
Okay. Round two?
Yep.
Take two, I should say.
4 days later.
4 days later. I mean, sometimes we needed that break to create new content.
We didn't create any content.
No, we didn't. I have nothing to say to you.
No.
Nothing new has happened in my life. Are you making sure we're actually recording this time?
Yeah, yeah. I can't believe we did that. I thought we had a pretty decent conversation, too.
You know what? I honestly didn't. So I was like, I'm glad this wasn't recorded because now I don't have to try to post it.
Let's write a description for it. There's always so much shit on this couch, dude.
So I'm going to Oregon and that's all my stuff for Oregon. Not all my stuff, but that's some of the stuff for Oregon. It's a pair of socks.
Yeah, it's a pair of socks and a bag.
It's a battery inside of a bag.
Yeah. You made a foolish decision.
I mean, did?
You didn't make a foolish one, but you made a money conscious decision. To drive to Oregon.
Yeah, I did. So, like, I was really thinking about it. Like, man, should we have flown? But if we would have flown, I would have had to pay for not my way, but I would have had to pay their three airline tickets plus rent a car because there's no airport near where we're going, and then drive 2 hours, and then it's just like, you know what?
And you're going there for work, so you would have basically broke even.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that.
So, driving just made more sense. Will I regret it?
100%.
On the drive home, maybe. The drive there, I'm looking forward to the drive there. I've never taken a road trip going north, and I hear it's beautiful. So.
You never went?
I've never gone north.
You went camping with us?
One time, but that was only to
4 hours north. This motherfucker, dude. Now you have to turn your shit up. Is it already up? Fucking time we didn't record, he had a mic. He didn't say a fucking word. We're 3 minutes into this fucking thing. He said more already.
That's how it is. That's how everybody is. When they come in, and they want to act like they're going to record with us. They grab a mic, and then all of a sudden, shit. They're fucking shell-shocked, and they don't know what to do.
Yeah, I don't understand it, because it's really just talk. It's legitimately just talking. Anyways, back to your trip.
The trip's going to be fine. She's not having to drive.
You're driving all nine?
Yeah.
Is it 9 hours?
Ten. Oof. I don't expect him to drive the whole
way. I'll probably drive 6 to 7.
What time are you guys
leaving? And then I'll let you drive the rest if you want. But I'm sure it's going to be fine. I'll probably just drive the whole thing.
Like, yeah.
But also, it's going to be a nice little first trip.
Yeah. Wait, what time are you guys leaving?
I would like to leave by 6 in the morning. You're not driving,
so we're leaving at... I'm just kidding.
Six?
Yeah, 6 or 7.
I think 7's too late. 7's, yeah, 7's pushing too it. Late. We're going to hit all traffics.
I would leave at 5 if I was you guys.
We're going to hit traffic no matter what at some point.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. But if we get out of this Bay Area traffic...
Where's the other traffic?
I don't know. I've never gone north, I said.
There's literally no other traffic. Well, yeah. Maybe Sacramento? So
it's a Friday, right?
Yeah.
So
half the people that live here are working.
I leave at 6:30 every morning for work. And yeah, you're good. Well, I don't go past Oakland, but you're good all the way. How far past Oakland do you think there's traffic? A lot, up to like...
Well, at that time in the morning, it's coming this way. It's not going that way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I think you're going to be good regardless. We stay like right around...
What time? What day are you guys coming back?
Sunday.
Sunday.
That's going to suck dick, too.
That will suck a lot of dick.
Dude, fucking... You, in 72 hours, you're driving 20 of them.
Yeah, I know.
Boy, that's going
to
suck.
Originally, we were supposed to come home Monday, so that we would have had Saturday and Sunday to do stuff out there. But Gavin got the lead role of this play, and he...
Oh, he's the lead?
The lead.
Oh, shit.
And so he has to be... Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Next week.
A good cousin, bro.
Anyways.
I
said,
when is it? What the fuck? I didn't ask. I don't go to any plays. I don't go to dances. I don't go to plays. I don't go to fucking recitals.
It's but when he becomes Friday, a famous Saturday, actor, you're going to want
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
No. Oh, yeah. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I'm going to want what? Money from him?
Yeah.
He's not going to get
you're
going
to want tickets
money.
To his shows then.
Anyways. I won't want to go to Broadway.
It's not Broadway.
No. He's acting in a play. The professional level of acting in a play would be Broadway.
Yes, I guess you're right.
And I wouldn't want to go to Broadway. I've been to Broadway once.
Bad I've done experience.
It. But she's meaning.
No, it was a good experience. I've done it. I don't need to do it again, though.
What did you see on Broadway?
Lion King.
Ooh. It's probably good.
It was pretty fucking good. What are you saying?
Ooh, it's probably good.
It probably was.
It was very good.
Why talk shit? It was good,
but I've done it. It's one of those. I know.
It's one like, of those. You know what? What do you know, Jacob?
It's just a very childlike response. What do
you know? No, it's just very like. You looked at me kind of like I was a fucking idiot. Like, you went to Broadway, and I was like, "Yeah, Lion King." You're like, "Oh shit!" What? No, it sounds like it probably would have been good.
We went to lunch today. And we, or not lunch, but we went to the bar and met with one of his friends for a couple of drinks, a friend that I've never met yet. And the friend is trying to have a conversation with Brian. The friend keeps trying to say something, and Brian keeps interrupting him. And the friend gets pissed, and he's like, I swear, if I don't get a sentence in, and I was like, thank you. Like, there's just sometimes, like yesterday, I'm telling Brian something. I don't do that often. I was telling Brian something yesterday, and he was like, oh, before I forget, you need to order energy drinks or something like that. And I was like, oh, fuck me, right? And my story. Yeah,
first of all, who
like,
the fuck orders energy drinks?
Well, because it's cheaper smart that people way.
Wait, hold on a second. You order from who?
Amazon.
I know. Okay, I assumed Amazon.
What kind?
Yes.
Rain.
Oh, God. All right, well.
What do you mean, oh, God?
No, I'm just...
You can go to 7-Eleven right now and buy two for $6.50.
I thought that was like $4
right now. No, they're not. $6.50. I do it every morning that I don't have them at home. Or you can get 12 for...
You drink two a day.
We do.
What happened to the fucking... We do. Drinking the energy thing at work? It wasn't good?
I need to get back to that.
What a fucking idiot.
Okay. Here we go.
Stop. Don't.
Can you remind me to bring up... Okay, I want you to tell me this. But remind me to bring up Starbucks, okay?
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyways, so yesterday, I'm telling him what I don't even remember what I was talking about now, but I think it was something important about myself. And I'm talking, and he's like, hey, we need to order energy drinks. And I was just like, okay. He's like, okay, go ahead, continue now. And I was just like, I don't even remember what I was talking about. Can I defend myself in this? No, because
you... No, yes, you absolutely can defend yourself.
Okay, so what happened was she asked me... I just want to
let you know, going forward, it's probably not valid.
Okay, maybe. But,
okay, keep going.
She asked me the question, do you need anything from Target? Do I need to get anything? What do you need from Target? I stopped there, didn't think about it, and
conversation continued.
We were talking about working out and why she was sore, and she said, "Oh, the reason I think my shoulders are sore because next time I'll do this."
I was talking about falling asleep. Whoa. It wasn't about the gym. We were talking about why I was so tired, not sore. Okay. Why I was so tired.
Regardless, literally 30 seconds later, I remembered. Oh shit! I actually do need energy drinks since you just asked me 30 seconds ago,
what I want from Target. It was not 30 seconds.
So, okay, 30 seconds, either way, whatever.
We're not going to have a timer on it.
A minute later, I said, actually, I do need, you're going to Target, and I don't want to miss that opportunity. She's going to Target. I need energy drinks if we haven't ordered any yet.
Guess what? I'm just Target.
And then she's like,
I forgot the energy drinks.
She still fucking forgot them. But that's what it was. Right. And it was okay for me to say that because I was like, shit, before I forget, you were going to Target.
Not forgetting something was more important than me maybe for
sure. No. It wasn't. But also, sorry, but what is it with women?
And what?
The fucking full plan. I'm going to Target for this. And then they go there and they spend $300 and forget what they went there for.
The best part to add on to that is I get on the phone with her right when I'm leaving work and she goes, guess what? Guess what happened today? I had a good day. I was like, why'd you have a good day?
This is where Sadie gets it from.
Guess what I saved today? I got a $30 gift card from Target. You got a $30 gift card from Target? How?
You spent $300.
I was like, what? Did you spend $450? You got a $30 gift card?
I spent $300. Not.
That doesn't make any sense. It was so fucking stupid.
But it was not in one transaction. That was over the last 2 weeks. That's like me. And I went and I bought things that I needed. I bought food. I bought groceries. I bought shit that I actually needed.
You're one of the only people that I know that gets groceries at Target.
Because a lot of the groceries are cheaper and their steaks are really good.
They are good.
The steaks are really good.
They're better than every other store?
They're better than, not better than Whole Foods. Whole Foods has really good steaks.
But she continues to go on with, so also I get $15 on my makeup that I need if I spend...
Okay, so ladies that are listening to this podcast right now, next week, I don't know what the date is, the 9th, 7th, starting April 7th to April 13th, Target is having a sale for people that have the app. And if you go to the Ulta section and you spend $50 worth of makeup or money on makeup, I mean, you get a $15 Target gift card.
Did we?
So wait, hold on. Okay. Wait a minute. So I need to replenish my makeup for Stagecoach. If I'm going to buy makeup, next week is the week to buy the makeup.
You get because $15 off?
Because I'm going to spend more. Listen, one item of makeup is $50. So me going and buying,
$15.
But me buying what I need already and I'm going to get $15 back is better than me just going today and buying the makeup and not getting $15
back. Did we get paid for that?
No.
Then why the fuck are we talking about the Target thing?
Because maybe one day Target will fucking sponsor me.
They won't. I listen to a lot of podcasts. They don't need to sponsor podcasts.
You know, maybe they'll like to help out widowed moms. Well,
sure. That wishful thinking, I guess. But anyways, I'm very upset that we talked about it. But $15.
90% of our listeners are women, and I just gave them the plug. Now they're going to listen more because they're like, hey, Jessica knows where all the deals are. So download the Target Circle app.
Oh my God.
And start saving money now.
That was a plug right there.
Great. You would be great. You said, and start saving money now. It was almost like you were reading it off a piece of paper, which is why I asked if we're getting paid for this. Because you had that plan, like we got paid for it. Dude, you're their number. They got you. They send you that shit. You memorize it. And they didn't even ask you to. You're the type of person. You spend $6,000 to $7,000 a year at Target.
Maybe, but I also save a lot. You want to know how much money I saved this year?
You don't save anything.
I do because I'm not buying shit that I don't need. I legit go there and buy my toiletries and some of my groceries.
But I'm so tired of people being like, spent $7,000 at Target. I get a $70 gift card.
That's what I'm saying.
It's like, who gives a fuck? What about the $7,000?
Okay, but Safeway's not doing that.
You're going to stop going to Target here pretty soon.
What?
This relates to my
Starbucks.
Let's hear it.
I've been telling everybody who wants to listen to this about this. Last week, I paid $5.25 for my coffee. This week it's $6.45.
Oh yeah, they already said. You know why?
Yeah. Because all these motherfuckers are getting $20 an hour. Yeah,
I saw that. McDonald's, Starbucks, and Chipotle, all prices up.
$20 an hour.
Because of their employees.
Yeah, how much did you get when you worked minimum wage?
$7.75.
$8 an hour.
$8. $8.25 or something like that.
Eight when I was...
So the argument is you can't support a family if you work...
I think people have forgotten the fact that jobs like that are entry-level jobs for kids that are in, like, high school or...
It's turn and burn.
Yeah. It's a stepping stone. You don't make a career out of it.
Well, some people do. You can work your way up through management and make a good living, I think. At least one person's doing it.
Yeah, someone somewhere.
But anyways.
But those jobs are not made to support a family.
No, but that's what's fucked is like the whole reason. Okay, first of all, maybe this will motivate me to not go to fast food anymore because it's now going to be the price of going. But then fucking restaurants too. They're going to go up too. How long is it before everybody whose minimum wage is making $20 an hour?
It's going to get to the point where nobody wants to have a legitimate job because, I could go serve coffee and make almost as much as a person that went to college, got a degree.
Well, I don't know.
Or as much as like what your entry level pay right now. Who's going to want to do that when they could just brew coffee all day?
Well, and the thing with that is where they fuck themselves is now all these big companies are just going to be like, you guys definitely aren't working 8 hours a day.
That's what they're.
We're gonna hire fucking 12 of you. You guys can all work 4 hours a day,
and then they don't have to do benefits, or anything like that.
So you get fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, fucking Starbucks employees are gonna have their own union.
Are they not a part of a union now?
Might not have.
How would they? Fucking 18-year-olds. How many 18-year-olds are part of a union?
I don't know. Obviously they're not all 18-year-olds because they're talking about...
You're saying it like you...
No, I'm just saying the majority of people... Have you been to a Starbucks?
No, I'm not saying that. I just don't know about unions. Like, do you have to be a certain age?
I don't know. Do you?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think you have to be
18.
No, sure, yeah. I'm not saying that's not the point I'm making, but yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, I don't fucking know. What did you say? It sparked something in my head and then Brian started talking. Sorry. So I feel your pain.
I don't remember.
I do it well.
Anyways. Yeah, so now I'm like, I can't justifiably.
But you still will.
I know. I'm making a lot of money right now. I'm not making that much money. But I might one day. Dude, I mean, if I start building up some money like that, I'm not going to talk to you guys anymore. I'm going to fancy dinners all the time.
Well, you can probably pay for by us,
myself.
Then.
Can I tell you a situation that I found myself in today?
What?
I fucking knew it was coming too. So, by the way, I did say this on the episode that didn't count, that I've reverse psychology, whatever the fuck you would call it. When I tell, remember I was like, well, nobody's going to want to fucking, if when I'm like, oh, I'm a garbage man, nobody's going to want to be like, fucking pretty good job. But what I do is I'm like, this is where the conversation usually ends. And then I tell them, they're like, why would it end there? And then we continue to talk, right? So that's worked so far. We'll see how much longer it goes.
How many times have you
used it? I'm like 4 for 4 right now with that. Conversation continues.
Still right now?
Yeah, right now. But one of the conversations talked on a dating app for like a week and a half. I'm like, all right, it's about fucking time. We fucking move it off an app. Give her my number. Do the normal thing. Try to find her on social media. Can't fucking find her. I'm like, well, this is fucking annoying. Trying to see what the fuck's going on.
They have a word for that.
Stalker, I get it.
Catfish.
No. Oh, I thought you were saying it for me. No, she's not a catfish. She's pretty, but she's not a catfish. So we're talking today. I should probably respond. It's going to look very bad on my part. We're talking like, oh, I fucking actually like this girl. And we're talking, whatever, conversations, fine. Like, there's just something about her. I can't put my, you know me, I sabotage
you. Yeah.
Right? But I'm like, there's just something about her. She's not trans, by the way. Which is my first thing I have to cross off the list. If they go 5, 6 and above, first thing I'm thinking is like, are we trans?
I don't know.
No, I have asked before. I'm like, hey, just got to ask. Ran into this a lot. Are you trans?
Did she talk to you after that?
No, I didn't do it to her. But women I've done it to, they're like, oh my God, no. I was like, I'm sorry. I've ran into it so many times. Then I make up some shit. Like, I actually went on a date with one.
But I think you have to say that after.
Yeah, yeah, you have to. Yeah. They didn't tell me. They pulled up. Yeah, that they're kind like, of thing. Oh,
he thinks I look.
Anyways. No, yeah, exactly. That's what I don't want to come across. Exactly. So then, which by the way, most female models, like high end fashion models, look trans.
They have.
They're all 5'10. They have very manly features, big hands, big feet. They all look pretty trans. So I don't know what that says about people who find models attractive.
They're gay.
Yeah.
So you're
anyways, let me get to this. Fucking don't cut me off, Brian. So then I can't put my finger on it. So then I'm at home. I'm like, oh, what are you up to? She goes, well, I didn't say this. And I was like, oh, hey, what the fuck is this going to be? She goes, I actually have 2 kids. And I didn't want to put that on an app for security reasons. I'm like, first of all it says is whether you have kids or you don't. And she didn't pick it. So I was like, she might have kids. Because most people, so this is where the red flag is usually for me, where I can tell. Usually most of them, if they're around her age, she's a couple years old, younger than me, it'll say like, have kids.
Don't want more.
Have kids. Not sure. Right?
Right.
Hers just put not sure. So I'm like, fuck, I think this bitch has kids. Which, neither here nor there. I don't give a shit. Probably won't date her though.
Have you ever used that app? Do you know what we're talking about?
Hinge.
Mm-mm. No, you weren't supposed to give that away. I was asking him a question.
No, I never used
that. Well, he knows what, like on Bumble, it says have and want more, have and don't want more. That type of shit.
I've never used Hinge.
Oh, so anyways, yeah, we got it lucky on Bumble. Fuck. How long were you on Bumble for, full time?
When I was single?
Obviously, babe.
Are you on it now?
No.
That'd be alarming.
Like, you mean before
I met her? How long were you on it? It's a pretty simple fucking question. Like
2 months, 3 months?
What the fuck, dude? I've been on there for 6.5 years. I matched with everybody I could match with in this area or denied them. I had to make a new account so they'd all pop up again. I swiped on everybody in a 70-mile radius.
But I think
that's more about you.
I agree, Brian. But yeah. I am a high-value man, dude. Maybe you should consider yourself, you know,
lucky.
Yeah, that you found somebody that wanted to stoop to your level.
That's so fucked up.
I just mean you're better than him, clearly. Anyways,
why did I grab this mic?
Yeah, you shouldn't have grabbed it, dude. This you anybody that grabs that mic just tees themselves up for me. But see, now I'm faced. I haven't responded since she said that because I don't know how I feel about it. Because now I feel like I'm being lied to.
How long ago did she send you this message?
Probably like an hour ago.
How far along were you into this before she sent you this message?
How far what?
Along were you invested in this before she sent you?
A week and a half.
Then a week and a half before she told you that she had kids isn't like the worst thing.
No. I understand that. But also like saying that you don't, I guess you disclosed
on your. You can ask questions. How old are they?
Yeah, maybe, but I maybe. Don't, can I tell you?
You don't
I
care.
Don't really give a fuck.
Maybe
so part of me wants to like, all right, I'm going to ask how old they are and then slowly ease my way out of here. Because I don't know that I want to put up with.
Probably just don't waste her time if you're already feeling that way.
Yeah, she's like, I understand that that's a problem for you.
Yeah, don't waste her time.
But I don't like being an asshole. That's why I'm saying I don't want to be an asshole.
Because you might be put in a situation where he was, where she has really great kids and is welcoming.
But I don't want to get to know him. I don't want to get to know him. You know what I mean?
So then you don't want a relationship.
No. I don't want a relationship with somebody who has kids.
You could be missing out on a lot.
What? Some shitty fucking kids I don't want to talk to?
Or great kids that you love talking to.
Dude, I can guarantee you I won't want to talk to them. Half the time, I don't want to talk to your fucking kids. Okay? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, obviously, I'm kidding. I love hanging out with all of them. Honestly, they're more fun than most of you. Well, they're definitely more fun than you fucking two.
Anyways.
Except for you guys will go drink with me. If Sadie and Gavin can go drink with me, I'd definitely choose them over you guys.
You would because you're immature.
You're right. I am more online. First of all, let's not act like you're more mature than me because you have children. Okay? That doesn't make you more mature.
Okay.
It just means you let somebody, you know.
Is that your problem? Like you,
what?
You wouldn't be able to look at her children without the thought of some other man being
I'm not stupid. Every woman I've had sex with has allowed another man. But
when you love a person, then the thought, like, even though you know it and you accept it and you're like, all right, it is what it is. Like, she had a life before. You don't like the idea.
Yeah, you neither don't like do you, thinking idiot.
About it. I'm saying when you fall in love with the person, like, you don't like the thought of it. So are you afraid of falling in love and having the reminder?
Yeah, I don't want to see these two little fucking idiots come around the corner. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Go to your dad's house. I'm trying to fuck your mom. You know what I mean? Like, she's supposed to not be having as much sex as she can because she has two children. I'm single. When I get in a relationship, would like to have that great. And I don't want to hear about what happened with you guys, but I want to have that, you know, the beginning of relationship sex where it's just like, this is all we do for a little bit. Then we go get sushi or something.
Maybe if there's time to eat.
I think I really fucked up the last. I don't know. I still don't know whether I fucked up the last one or not.
Did I meet the last one?
Yes.
Oh, the red flag?
The red flag?
Yeah.
Yeah. Red flag.
What do you mean red? What was the red flag? Oh, the whole, yeah. Well, that's what, but sometimes I forget about that. So you understand, Jessica knows this about me. This has happened in every single one of my relationships. Red flags pop up. We spend a little time apart. I'm like, I fucked up. We should get back together. Then we get back together.
And it's a red flag.
And then it's a red flag. And it's up. And this is what I do.
Okay.
So now, well, first of all, I have no choice in the matter. She did block me on everything. But I thank her for that because now I've learned I cannot do that.
I think you dodged one on that one.
Well, we'll see.
From what I gathered.
He think he confirmed it. Thank you. All right. Just can you flash again if there's one coming soon? All right, there's not. Sick. Yeah, dude. Pretty sick, dude. I've never said this. There was this thing on I'm really carrying this one, by the way. There was this thing on, well, I guess it originated on TikTok, but it made its way into my algorithm on Instagram that you're, it's going to sound so fucking stupid, that your partner's initial is like somewhere on your thumb here, right here.
Oh, huh.
Right? Mine has an X. I was like, clearly that means I don't have one. Because not many people's names start with X. But I did, at one point in time, talk to one person whose name started with an X.
What's her name?
You're going to meet, like, a Xandra or something.
No, no. Guess. There's only really one name, and it's a Mexican name.
Oh.
Say it.
Fucking.
You know
it. I know. I know what you're talking about. And I.
It's the only name. Either that or she's, or I'm getting a mail order bride from fucking China. Because all their names starts with X's and Y's.
X's, yeah.
So, fucking. Get forward to not talking to the person that I get into a relationship with.
Oh my God, why can't
Zamana.
I think?
Zamanda?
Zamana.
Zamana.
That's not the name I was thinking.
Oh, there is another one, but I can't remember.
There is one, and I remember thinking that's really pretty, and maybe I would name my daughter.
There's
that,
one,
and I can't like remember what
X-O-I,
it is now.
X-O, I don't know. Mexicans like to use that X.
Where's that?
Right here.
Oh.
Don't look at it. It's going to upset
you. Is that a J, babe?
Yeah, shut right.
It's not a real thing. Don't get your...
No.
Is that a J?
If this is real, I'm fucked.
Is that a J? Does it look like a J to you? I swear to God.
Is it?
It looks like a J.
Let me see. J. It's just a fucking letter.
You don't see it?
No, I don't. Your hand, your knuckles are too goddamn white.
I swear to God.
Let me see where you're... Go get a pin and color it in.
Dude, look at right here. That's a J.
I don't... Where? You're oh, my God. This is ridiculous.
Okay, look down the... See the J?
And that's also an X. I mean, no, you're searching, my guy. It's not real. Because then I also...
Give me a pen.
You ever seen those ones that are like, if you're seeing this, this message is meant for you, but millions of people have watched it?
Yeah.
And it's like, if you're this person, if you're this, this, or this... Oh, here we go. Brian just rubbing all on the mic.
Look, yeah. I'm not making shit up.
Oh, here we go with this shit. Wait, what was your ex's name?
Do you see it?
That's a little tiny thing. His ex's name?
No, I was just kidding.
Shayla.
Shayla.
What would you call her? What was your pet name for her?
Babe. Bitch.
What else were you? What?
Oh, God.
Would you call her Shay?
Never. Never once in my life.
Like
that's weird Shayla. That you wouldn't call her by her name.
I called her full name.
Oh. Does he call you Jess?
That's all he... He'll call me Jessica when he's mad at me.
That's pretty cool.
He'll be like, okay, very Jessica. Rare.
That's not very rare. Well, maybe for you being mad at her, but her being mad at you happens quite often.
Understandable.
You got that white anger in you. A real thing. Hitler started a whole thing over it. I think he would have liked you.
What kind of white are you?
What it's like with my what's my ethnicity?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a tough word for you, huh? Boy, that was a tough
you're
a word.
Dick. I'm Scottish, German, Polish, and Irish.
Yeah, just should have said white.
What are you mainly? Yeah.
Okay.
German and Irish.
See? German. Straight out of the Reich.
What was your dad?
It's different because my dad.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what was my dad? My dad was German and Irish, but.
I think you were talking more into her mic than
my
dad's
yours. Last name came from.
A different.
His non-biological dad.
Got
that's
it.
Why my Uncle Bruce is Vogel, Zion's real dad. But yeah.
Yeah, but that wouldn't... Did he do a 23andMe? So, you should do a 23andMe.
You probably shouldn't have like included then.
Would have really been?
And what would your last name?
Tankersley.
Who? What? Tankersley?
Tankersley.
Tankersley. That's a bad name.
Why?
It sounds... I don't even know what it sounds like.
To me, it sounds like taint.
Tankersley.
I know, but I just...
It does sound like a gay man's name. That sounds like a gay man's last name. It's William Tankersley. No, we're not making fun of you. Your name is not William.
That's not your name.
It's not your name.
It's not, but it also is kind of, it would have been. And
yeah, my mom's.
At least it's original. Hernandez, how many of those are there?
It's the most common Mexican last name.
You are common. You're a common, simple man.
Yeah, I am. He's getting mad, dude. I like when he gets mad.
He gets sensitive sometimes.
Yeah. But Tankersley, yeah, it's like fucking.
he's about to call me Jessica.
Did he ever call you by your full name?
He'll say Jessica Ann. I don't think he's ever said Jessica Ann. I think he's only ever like typed Jessica Ann.
I say Jessica Ann.
But when he's mad at me, when we're in our little arguments, he'll be like, all right, Jessica. Okay, Jessica.
You know when you do that thing where you're like, you guys are funny, that fake laugh? That shit is
gay. Right? That's what you're going to say?
It's pretty gay. Pretty annoying. It's like, that's not even a good laugh. It's not a good fake laugh.
What fake laugh is it?
You don't even know you do it?
What is it?
Oh, it's bad. I can't do it. I don't even want to do it. It's so bad. You'll have to listen back. You did it. That's what it is.
Oh.
Yeah, that's, boy, that is.
He has different laughs, and one laugh is like a white man laugh.
Like your dad's?
No, like a businessman, like rich white businessman laugh.
What does that sound like?
She can't fucking do it.
The next time you do it, I'll point it out for you.
I know that I have different laughs. When somebody gets me real good, it's a very high pitched laugh.
Mine is too. Mine's annoying.
I know.
You're so good.
Well, I make you laugh a lot, dude.
You do.
Yeah, I know. Funniest person maybe you've ever met.
You're one of them for sure.
I know. First of all, you didn't have to tell me. I already knew that.
But you are. You are. Yeah. You're very funny.
First of all, second of all, up there for most people too, I think. When I do get with a certain group of friends, I don't feel funny. But then when I get in my zone, nobody's really keeping up with them. You're not keeping up. Give me a couple of drinks. Nobody's keeping up.
I want to know what this laugh is.
Mine?
Your white boy?
My white man? Entitled laugh.
White man laugh.
I never do that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't do that. Do that again? I don't. Fucking Santa Claus? What is this? I don't do that.
That's what I was going to say.
I did not do that.
You got a Santa Claus laugh.
I will point it out to you the next time you do it.
I mean, we didn't mean to tell you. It's not just a laugh.
I know. My hair is gray. I
guess. Well, that's not all of those.
Oh, dude.
It's a joke, dude. Talking about your big bag.
Yeah, you're talking about...
No.
Your sack.
Yeah. Your sack of toys. That apparently Jessica loves playing with.
Man.
Brian, it's a fucking joke, dude. You're happy, dude. Happy 15, bro. What do you want? I get in a relationship. I'm probably putting on 20 to 30.
I know. I did.
My new job, I'm probably
putting on some weight. I understand that.
Well, you want to do steroids?
At the same time.
You want to do steroids?
Two of the last people that I haven't seen in a long time.
Said you look good.
Said I'm looking good.
Then good. That's all you need.
Yeah.
You look happy. That's what they meant.
You look. One of them did say you look healthy.
That is a polite way of saying
yes,
it.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, that's my sister, and she was very polite by saying.
Yeah. You just don't care anymore.
I do. What the fuck? What do you mean?
No, you don't.
I do care.
No, you know goddamn well you're not going back into the gym like you were 4 years ago, 3 years ago.
That's not to say I won't.
You're not going to do steroids with me.
I'm not doing that.
Come on, let's do it.
No, but.
Let's just take a cutter. Fast and easy, dude. We get it out of there.
A steroid cutter?
Fuck yeah, dude. No, what else can we take to cut some weight?
Just a lot of stuff you can take.
Like what? Name something.
Just take a hypo fucking...
That doesn't work. Those don't work.
Well, then I wouldn't know. I've never had to do that.
Oh.
I've always been a hard gainer, so I'd have to, like...
You have to fucking take shit to put on weight?
A lot of mass gain, yeah.
Oh.
Mass gainer, like protein and
You've
stuff.
Been taking a lot of it lately?
No. I've been eating a lot of good, healthy
food. Yeah, I eat a lot of ice cream. What's going on with that? Are you a child?
I cannot defend you when he speaks the truth.
Like, you eat a lot of ice cream. Too much. Really. Diabetic level ice cream.
Lately, no.
All right. That's why you look thinner today.
So today.
But I'll tell you what. My guy I'm working with said, brought up a pralines and cream fucking. He said he had a pralines and cream ice cream cake. And I was like, first of all, it's 6:30 a.m. We shouldn't be talking about ice cream cake. But that does fuck. It sounds fucking nice.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a big sweets guy. I'm more of a chip guy, you know? And I'll tell you what, because I have a job where I sit down fucking 80% of the day, the boy has had next to no carbs. And good. It's been tough on me.
What do you snack on? What do you eat?
I'm not a big snack guy.
Well, thank you. When you're working 12 hours a day.
Oh, so today? What did I have? Yeah. All right. First of all, new guy, new job, new me. Woke up at 3 a.m., went to the gym. First of all, when you wake up at 3 a.m. and get on a treadmill.
Is this your second time doing that?
Yes. I'm going to do it again tomorrow. And probably for the foreseeable future.
That's good.
When you get on the treadmill at 3 a.m., 3:30 in the morning, I mean, 20 minutes after being asleep, the interesting thing happens. You get very hungry. So I just chug water to get rid of that, right? Mm-hmm. Which I got a fucking 64-ounce canteen. I've never been more hydrated in my life. Never been more hydrated. That's my second one I'm drinking. I'm working on two.
These are good things happening.
If I didn't smoke anymore, we'd be good. I'm not drinking during the week. Fucking, dude, we're doing okay. Fast forward, they're going to be like, sorry, we got to tell you, Jacob didn't make it this week.
Let's say, should we be scared of what happens to the stagecoach? Or yeah.
First of all, damn, I'm jumping all over the place with this. We'll get back to my new routine. I'll tell you what I ate, but I seen this thing today, and I'm definitely doing it for Stagecoach. Let's be honest, I'm going to test it out on my own personal time, too. To eliminate any thought of a hangover, you take three things before you start drinking. You take magnesium, mm-hmm. which I've got already. Vitamin B complex, which apparently turns your pee into highlighter yellow. They say don't be concerned about it because that's what it does. You take those two and folic acid. She goes like, I drank two bottles of wine and I woke up completely fine.
So I appreciate when people know, like, this is going to make your pee look a certain way.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah, because that. If they didn't tell me that and I pissed, I'd be like, my liver's failing.
My kidneys are done.
Yeah, that's what I meant, kidneys. That's what I meant. God, I'm fucking retarded. So like I said, you hop on the treadmill, immediately get hungry. Today I've had that Oikos. Is that what it's called?
Oikos
yogurt. Had one of those immediately after the gym.
Greek yogurt.
17 grams of protein. Who's counting? Straight to the muscles, dude. What did I have after that? Then I had... Oh, for lunch, I had probably like an 8-ounce turkey burger. No bun, obviously, because no carbs. With a gorgonzola and something salad. I think it's like pear or something in it. Mm-hmm. It was rather nice. I'm not going to lie to you.
Where did you get this from?
I don't know. You got to ask my mom. It's fucking nice. I don't like those kind of salads, and this one was nice. I don't know if it's gorgonzola or pear.
That sounds perfect. What it would be.
You know what? She actually texted me. But she doesn't text very well. But it was fucking... I didn't want it because I was like, I'm not going to like that. And I didn't eat it the night before. Well,
you guys both have your little...
Yeah, it's nice. You have one of these things on there too?
A little thing on it. A little tail.
What the fuck is it called? God damn it. Ah, fuck it. I don't know. But.
Do you text your mom every night to ask what's for dinner?
No. Fuck no. Anyways, then I had that. So salad and turkey. That was at like 12. And then at 3, I had a protein bar. And I went home and had some kind of shrimp with red roasted red pepper, spinach, and like this little like. What are you smiling at?
Sounds like a really healthy day.
Yeah, I had a pretty good day. And probably 100 ounces of water. I've pissed 12 times.
I just don't know why I still all the time get so surprised when you tell me you eat shrimp.
I don't eat shrimp. Why do you get surprised at that?
Remember there was one time you and Eric were talking about how you guys ate shrimp. And I was like, you'll eat shrimp, but you won't eat a salad. Remember that?
No. No, I do not.
What?
No. I actually went on a shrimp like boycott. Like, I'm not fucking with it. It's gross. And then you know what? You know what brought me back? Your dad's birthday.
Honey wallet prawns.
No, your dad's birthday.
And did we? Oh, the
shrimp that your mom made. And I was like, fucking, this is amazing. And my mom made some version of it. But yeah, it was pretty fucking. I've had a pretty good day. I'm not gonna lie to you. She also made a taco bake thing, which is just a fucking. Fucking thing of, you know, the croissant shit. I don't know if it's croissant or what it is. At the bottom with like beans and fucking cheese and meat. I didn't have much of that, but dude, I'm fucking trying to get jacked. I'm not gonna get jacked for Stagecoach, but I'd like to fucking be decent looking. I know.
Do
steroids.
Any food groups irritate your stomach?
I have no idea. No. Red bell peppers give me terrible heartburn. Terrible heartburn, like immediately. Other than that, no. I can eat just about anything.
Well, I would say maybe you do have stomach problems since you're constipated. Also,
I do. You know, I think.
Do you feel like you're bloated a lot?
Don't shit, ever?
No.
No.
It just runs in the fucking.
I think
it's just me and him. Everybody else seems to have perfect. Too. Oh, and my grandma.
Yeah.
The family.
Yeah. No, my dad shits like twice a day. My brother shits sometimes 3 times a day, which. I'm like, are they healthy shits? He was like, yeah. I was like, are they like pretty big shits? He's like, yeah. I was like, that must be so nice.
I know. Feel so, it must never feel bloated.
I
did
it again here. I took a very nice shit here the other day, Sunday. It was a nice one. I sat there and looked at it for a second.
Mm. Did you take a picture?
Terrible. No.
It's because it's been in there for so long.
I know, dude. I'm not bullshitting you when I tell you that I've taken these shits a couple of times, and this is how I know like I'm having not a good shit week. Cause you know if you drink every day, your shits are basically
the same
diarrhea, not diarrhea, but like just
because it's a diuretic.
Yeah, but it's nice. It does force a lot of shit out. I took one yesterday, and I'm not bullshitting you when I tell you this. It was curled up a little bit, a couple times. It was probably a max 8 inches and maybe the width of a pencil. I was like, I have the tightest asshole of all time. I was like, what the fuck is that? And I've done that before. You know what it looked like? It looked like somebody put brown... what? You know the spray cheese? Uh-huh. It looked like somebody put the brown... Just brown cheese in the fucking toilet. I was like, what is that? Cheese whiz? Cheese whiz. Yeah, brown cheese whiz right in the toilet. It was so bad. And then I had to wipe forever.
Oh, my God.
Probably because you had to pee stuck still. So, like, every time you wiped, it was like dabbing a marker.
Yeah, like that clip. Yeah, it's like wiping a marker. Yeah, it was bad.
Just wipe.
You ever get to the point where, you have blood on the toilet paper?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's only when it's bad toilet paper, though. That'll freak you out.
That's a hemorrhoid.
No, it's not a hemorrhoid.
It can be. It could be a tear, and it could be
a fissure.
A fissure, or you're just wiping too hard.
I'm definitely wiping too hard. Do you guys sitting down? You wipe sitting down or standing up?
Sitting down.
Yeah.
Well, sitting down.
Have you ever tried a bidet?
Yeah.
How it's great, right?
Yeah, it was alright.
I've never actually taken a shit in a bidet. Now, the gayest thing I've ever done is what I'm about to say. I just let a bidet spray warm water into my asshole. Well, Steven had one. He wanted me to try it. Go figure. Steven had it.
So you just went into the bathroom.
So he's like, just go try it. And I did. And the accuracy on those things is amazing. Because it hit me clean in my asshole. It didn't go searching.
I wonder if there's a camera.
There's something in there.
Sent and it records.
But it wouldn't. That would be so.
It records.
First of all, you're seeing. You're not seeing much. It's dark in there, obviously. Like, you sit down on the toilet, there's not much light getting through.
There might be a little pin light.
Dude, the toilet opened for me when I walked in. I was like, this is fucking the future. I want to put one in my parents' bathroom. I would be this guy. I would be the guy that's like, I don't care where, I got to go home, I got shit. Because once you go bidet, you can't go back.
But you have.
But I've never taken a shit on a bidet. So that's probably, so, you know, I'm this guy. This is me. I can tell you exactly how shitting on a bidet would go for me. And I know that any woman listening to this is like, fucking, you wonder why you get no pussy. I take a shit, immediately get up. What are we looking at? I have to see it. You have to see it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to. You gotta see if there's blood. You gotta see what the color it is.
I'm glad that you do that.
Yeah. I just like looking at it too.
Well, at least you're aware.
Can I say this? I like admiring my work.
Okay. Do you ever get disappointed? Like, fuck, it should have been bigger.
Yes. Oh my God, yes.
Are you kidding me? It's only that much?
He said he just shit a pencil a minute ago.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I pushed one time for like 5 minutes, and it was the worst thing I've ever. It was like, it wasn't very big at all. But then the other ones is where I'm just sitting there and I'm taking a shit. I'm like, that was nothing. I get up, I'm like, holy shit. Those are the best.
Sticking out of the toilet?
Yeah. Breaking water? Yeah. Those are the fucking best. By the way, there's almost nothing better for me than taking a nice shit. I've said it on here before.
Is it about the length or the girth for you?
No, it's just the feeling of taking a shit. I was like, yeah, dude.
No, I know, but like when you look and you feel satisfied. It's both.
I tried that viral colon broom shit. The first shit I took on that.
The feeling of taking a shit?
I just like the whole, like, ooh, I got a shit. And then going into, not like shit coming out of my ass.
I don't know. You have to clarify when you.
Well, you could have made a joke and you didn't because you're not good enough. Anyways. I took the biggest shit I've ever taken. It was 25 inches coiled around the toilet. And I took a picture of it and sent it to my dad.
How long did you go without having a bowel movement after that?
No, the next day I took a shit.
Impressive.
That was the most regular I had been.
That's just normal.
All you have to. No, actually, there's no such thing as normal when it comes to bowel movements.
Is that
fun fact?
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was normal to take like a shit a day.
No. There's no such thing as normal when it comes to. I listened to a doctor talk about it. Because one guy on a podcast that I listened to, the guy, the host, shits like twice a day. His wife shits once a day. And the guy that was producing it shits once every 3 weeks. And like, what's that like? He goes, oh, I shit for a half hour. And
must
I was like,
be so that bloated.
Must be. He's skinny as fuck. Like, that must be nice. Shitting for. Because I'm in the bathroom for 15 minutes. But I'm only really doing work. Like, there's only really shit coming out for, like, 10 seconds, 20 seconds, maybe, if we add up all the time. I've never been in there and be like, I shit for a minute straight. And that's never been a thing. You've never shit for a minute straight. Unless you had, like, diarrhea.
That's a lot of shit.
Her brother, fastest shitter in the West. He closes the door, locks it. 3, 2, 1. He's out. Well, you do not shit. He goes, I swear to God. And it smells like shit in the bathroom. Like, did you wipe your ass? He's like, yeah, just wipe it real fast. I'm like, I'm exaggerating. It's not 3 seconds, but it's like 30. If you didn't know he took a shit, you would 100% think he took a piss. That's the best. That has to be the best. He's the most. When he smoked cigarettes, he'd go out in the morning. No, he would eat and be like, Jay, give me a cigarette. Even when he didn't smoke cigarettes, he'd go out and he'd take two hits off of a cigarette. He goes, I have shit now. I'm like, dude, I smoke all day. I never get that feeling. I wish I had that.
She wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know, dude.
It baffles me. I don't
know. Yeah, my brother was like, I shit 3 times today. I was like, I shit 3 times last week.
I'm still waiting on the one for this week.
When I get fucking 4 days in a row, I'm like, we should go play the lotto. We're having a good day.
So maybe you and I should try something.
No, all you have to do is take a psyllium husk.
But that.
What is that?
It's a type of fiber, but different fibers do certain things. So some fibers will bulk in and harden your stool. So like if you have diarrhea, you want to take a certain type of fiber.
Yeah, but that's not psyllium husk.
And then the other fiber will soften everything. No, we should...
do colonics?
We should do a colonic one.
Which is just a fancy word for spraying water in your asshole.
And then
can you, first of all, you can have somebody help you. I'm going to have to do that by myself.
She would never let me help her with that.
Yeah, I would not. I've given myself
enemas. Have you?
Or what are they called?
I said colonic, but I don't know what it really is.
Is it an enema when you put the...
Yeah. How's that? Do you shit immediately?
No.
You don't?
No.
She doesn't
Then what's
shit.
The point? No, you stupid. It's what an enema's
so
for.
So it's not like you...
I know that, but she doesn't like, shit regardless.
It's not like you spray the water up there and then it's like, oh my God, like I have to be at the bathroom right then. Like, no, like you'll release everything. It's not even so much like an urgency of like having to go to the bathroom. It's just, okay, now go to the bathroom. They say to like hold the water in for like 10 minutes and then.
Does it just everything come out?
So when I had to do it, I had to drink a whole bottle of the magnesium citrate.
So that's nice, right? That makes you...
You clear everything out. See. And so the enema part of it is to just clear out your intestines. So when they go in with the camera, everything is clear and like they don't...
So
when by the time I went and had to go do that, there was nothing to... It was just water coming out. Oh,
okay. So you can just take... You can just take magnesium citrate pills.
Yeah.
Like one a day.
Yeah.
We might have to start doing that.
Well, either that. So I want to take magnesium, but also I would like to try a week of Miralax.
What does that do?
So it's like a laxative, but it works with your body. So there are other forms of laxatives that I've tried when I was younger, and it gives like super painful abdominal cramps. And
you're saying that.
Like, I need to hurry up and go to the bathroom right now. Where supposedly with Miralax, it works with your body and the water in your body.
It's regular.
It regulates you. So there's no sense of urgency. There's no cramps. There's nothing. It's just you can finally go.
Is magnesium citrate not healthy over like a long term thing? Your body becomes dependent.
Well, you can take magnesium every day. I think that's like long term wise.
I take magnesium every day. That's another thing I'm doing. I'm just a health guru now. If you didn't know that.
What kind of magnesium do you take? Because there's so many different types of magnesium.
It just says magnesium on the bottle.
Because I hear that, like, magnesium citrate, and there's one that starts with a G.
Glycinate?
Yeah. Those two are easily absorbed in the body, so that's why. But I hear that different magnesiums do different things.
Different shit, yeah.
Some for the bones, some for the joints, some for the muscles, nerves.
And could you imagine taking that many pills of just magnesium? I turn into fucking Magneto.
You're such a weirdo.
They want you to take 10 pills of magnesium. I'm like, how much fucking magnesium do I need? No, there's like seven different pills or six different kinds of magnesiums you can take.
Yeah.
And then like, you should take iron. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't think I have any iron in my body.
It's just so I could be more constipated.
Is that what it does?
Yeah, iron constipates you.
Well, then I'm not taking that.
Just get a good multivitamin. You'll be fine.
I do have a multivitamin. It doesn't make me
multivitamins,
shit.
Multivitamins. See, supplements though could aggravate your stomach more and make all of those conditions worse. I know. So
I also learned that you shouldn't be taking a multivitamin. You shouldn't be taking magnesium and certain pills together because one will be more absorbed by the body. Yeah. So I just take them separate now. But who the fuck knows, dude? Those bodybuilder dudes like Bumstead, Mr. Olympia, like fucking however many times. I mean, a fucking handful of pills. And right in the mouth, like at least 10 pills. And you know, the real way that they say to take pills, put your head down. Did not know that. Everybody does this. Actually makes it harder. Closes your throat. You're supposed to put your head down. That's open your throat.
I told Sadie that, and she's like, that makes me feel like I'm going to choke. But it makes you, have to swallow when you do it.
Yeah, you have to put your head down. It's easier to swallow when you put your head down. Crazy, dude. Things you learn being healthy. I learned that. I didn't learn that being healthy. I just watched a guy take a bunch of pills. My life's pretty fucking boring. I watch a lot of videos. I know a lot of useless shit.
Wait until you're all by yourself on a route.
First of all, I've never done that before.
That was a question I had coming.
What?
Have you gotten to that point yet where you're on your own route?
Oh, no. God.
Not your own route, but the whole route?
Absolutely not.
No? Still no?
No, fuck no. I'm a week and a half in. I got six more weeks of this shit.
I thought you told me that you're going to start this week doing that.
No, I run a lot. I ran over half the route today, but I'm nowhere near. I mean, the dude wants to go home. He doesn't want to be fucking out there till 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
First of all, it's very hard. It's picking up garbage is not as easy as you think it is.
I thought it
was very easy. I'm playing video games all day. I got a joystick that I'm hitting buttons and shit on. But then your wrist alt. I'm like, oh, I'm. Me and you, same feeling. I'm 100% getting carpal tunnel from this.
Mm-hmm.
Is the first thing I thought, because my wrist started cramping up. I'm like, oh, this is great. My wrist is tired. At the
what
end,
about your calf from...
No.
Did you get stop, go, today? Stop, go, no. stop, go. No, he went last week.
Yeah. I booked it, all right?
You already did?
I know. I booked my next haircut, which is next Friday. Not this Friday.
Well, I'm going to be checking every day.
It's not going to be available. That day won't be available till
2 weeks before.
Next Wednesday, right?
Yeah, Gavin has a hair appointment next Thursday. So,
all right, well, now we're getting way too personal. Let's just end this.
All right, good night.